Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Thursday, March 21st. It's time to get caught up with disc golf news and growth in 10 minutes. Today, we announce the United rankings, as well as who the big movers are in those very rankings. And in case I forget to mention it later, if you are babysitting some future disc golf major champions, let them know about the podcast. They'll think you're cool. Now let's get to it. Our number one news story of the day, the U.S. Women's Disc Golf Championship starts today. 2:00, live on the Disc Golf Network. Interestingly, Jomez Pro will have a simulcast of the first and second rounds of U.S. Women's. If you want to see some fun, I'd watch it on Jomez Pro. Yesterday, we mentioned how Kristin Tatar is going to try to be the first player to win 6 FPO majors in a row. Owen Scoggins is a 5-time FP40 major winner. She's looking for her first FPO major at U.S. Women's. This is courtesy of Stat Mando. Scoggins is 5 FP40 major titles, 2021, 22, and 23 PDGA Masters, and 2022 and 2023 Selinsky Masters. Now it's time to take down U.S. Women's. When asked if winning U.S. Women's would be the same as winning at Austin, Owen replied, "Oh no, they are not the same. This is the boss. Austin is the manager. This one is the boss." Live coverage again starts today at 2:00 Eastern on Disc Golf Network. Haley King also discussed her tweaked knee, giving her some pain. It's been tweaked since chess.com. She talks about how she was going to slow her body during her throws and throw faster discs to try to rest but still score. Best of luck to her and all the competitors. It's a long season. Stay as healthy as possible. Our number two news story of the day, Loco raises $41,919 to fight hunger in Loudoun County and the greater National Capital Area. Special thanks to the members of Loco Disc Golf Club, Rice Property Group, Dirt Farm Brewing, and Vanish Brewing for hosting the wildly popular Loco Indoor Putting League. I have no idea what it means, but step into the freezer, baby. All right, and it's time for the United Rankings. We take my ranking system, StatMando, Power Rankings, the PDGA ratings, and the PDGA rankings, put them all together, and we figure out who actually is number one in disc golf. On the men's side in the United Rankings of disc golf, Calvin Heimberg has 75 points, Gannon Burr 55, and Ricky Wysocki 45. They are your 1, 2, 3. And really, no one else is even close. Nicholas has 15, Igor has 15, Kyle and Anthony both have 10. On the women's side, pretty much no real question here. Kristin Tatar has 95 of a possible 100 points. Owen Scoggins has 80 points. And Missy beats out Evelina for the third spot this week, jumping up into third with 30 points. Evelina's in fourth with 20. And if you're wondering why doesn't Kristin have 100 points, it's because Owen Scoggins is leading in the power rankings. And there you have it. I am a bit of a numbers guy, and I just want to check out who gained the most spots in the rankings. Scott Withers' 29th place at the Open at Austin moved him up 34 spots to 97th in the world rankings. Nicely done, Scott. Regarding people in the top 10, Kyle Klein moved up 3 spots to 3rd, Anthony Barella moved up 3 spots to 8th, and Nicholas Antola moved up 2 spots to 5th. Honorable mention to Joey Buckets, who moved up 2 more spots. He's been climbing all year. He is now ranked 15th in the world. Amazing rise by Joey Buckets. One other honorable mention, Calvin Longquist, who we mentioned via the Innova blog maybe about a month ago, right before chess.com. He is now ranked 66th in the world. It's going to be fun to see if he continues to move on up. It's a name you heard here first, unless you read it in the Innova blog. Calvin Longquist. Biggest gains on the women's side goes to Katie Belty, who moved up 16 spots to 53rd. Regarding people in the top 10, Natalie Ryan moved up 4 spots to 9th, and Missy Gannon, Henna Blomroos, and Kat Murch all moved up 1 spot to 3rd, 5th, and 8th, respectively. Honorable mention goes to Eliezra Midling, who moved up to 43rd. It's going to be fun to watch her climb the ranks as well. And there you have it. That's it for Disc Golf Daily. If you have any thoughts, news, opinions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap.